epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ravens season rapidly approaching. College football season is going to be here even before NFL. And joining us now to look at a couple of futures is our guy Tim Murray of VSiN. And Tim, let's start locally with the Maryland Terps. And their over-under win total is 4.5 for the season. So Vegas not exactly high on the Turtles. Have you placed a wager on their on a Terps future yet?
You know, Tim, I haven't, but I'll say this about Maryland. They got the schedule lottery this year. When you look at what they have on the schedule, they do not play Ohio State. They do not play Penn State. They do not play Oregon. So the three teams that are expected to win the conference this year, based off of the odds, highest win totals, highest power ratings, all three teams not on Maryland's schedule. And then you look at the non-conference schedule. You open up against FAU, a noon game there in College Park. I believe the early line, off the top of my head, I think north of 2 touchdowns. And then you play Northern Illinois. Now, look, as a Notre Dame fan, I'll warn you, Northern Illinois in week two can always be a tricky situation. But if Maryland takes care of business there and then beats Towson, you're looking at a 3-0 start to the season heading into conference play. A conference schedule that, once again, does not include the three biggest teams in the conferences here. And then something that we talked about a couple weeks ago, guys, which is two really good situational spots for Maryland at home. So if you look at their spot in early October against Washington, they're coming off a bye, and whether they're 3-1 or 4-0, they're facing a Washington team who thrives in Seattle, but also has struggled historically, at least last year, leaving Seattle in the Big Ten. And, oh, by the way, Washington plays Ohio State at home the week prior. So I'm a big believer in letdown spots. So the Terps will be off a bye, and Washington will have just played arch-rival Washington State into Ohio State. And then if you look a little bit further down the schedule, Maryland, off of their second bye, gets Indiana. We all know about Indiana and how well they played last year, and I'm expecting them to be pretty good this year. They were busy in the portal, but Maryland coming off a bye, and they get Indiana, who the week after playing the Terps will have to go on the road to take on Penn State, so maybe a little bit of a look-ahead spot. So, look, I know a lot of people are curious, and you guys could probably speak to it more so than I can. If Malik Washington is the real deal, and this is a highly, highly touted prospect, I think there's a lot of reason to be excited. And, you know, we're not talking about getting the bowl eligibility to cash this ticket. If they take care of business as a favorite in three non-conference games, can we find two conference wins on this schedule? And I certainly think it is doable for the Terps. So I have not bet it yet, Tim, but I certainly think this is a very doable thing and a buy-low opportunity on the Terps when everybody is kind of essentially saying that this Maryland team is not going to be any good. The only unfortunate knock on the schedule this year is that they don't play the perceived worst team in the conference in Purdue. So you would love to have Purdue, but I think you would trade off no Purdue versus no Oregon Ohio State, Penn State.
Tim, as a graduate of Syracuse and as the father of a daughter who I think will graduate from Syracuse. She will. It'll be all good. I remember being excited about Dino Babers and thinking, okay, this
sure,
is when this is the first time, you know, post peak Paul Pasqualoni where this program might be back on the good foot. The guy they got there now has me believing even more than Babers. Should I? Is Syracuse on to something here? They certainly seem to be on to some recruiting. Are they on to winning football games?
So, JLC, I want to start it this way. I'm going to butter you up before I bring you down.
Oh, okay.
So, Syracuse absolutely has found a good coach in Fran Brown, and they are making waves in the recruiting trail, as you alluded to. And last year, to win 10 games, was stunning.
Yeah.
You know, wrap up the regular season with a 21-point comeback to beat Miami to ruin their season. But let's just look at the roster from last year to this year. You lose a NFL quarterback,
yep,
Kyle McCord. You lose a NFL running back in LaQuint Allen.
Correct.
You lose your top three receivers,
mm-hmm,
two of which are in the NFL, one of which was a highly touted transfer who goes to Penn State who is in desperate need of a wide receiver. So you're talking about over 1,000 yards rushing, over 2,800 receiving yards, and I believe I had 23 touchdowns, I believe, receiving,
yeah,
and you lose a quarterback who threw for over 4,700 yards. According to Bill Conley, Syracuse is bottom five in the country in returning offensive production. So that's not good.
No.
Then you look at the schedule. Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Who did Syracuse anger in the schedule-making world? I mean, this is absurd. Their schedule is ridiculous. So you open up with a non-con game against Tennessee and Atlanta where they're about a 12.5-point
underdog.
Yeah,
that's going to be tough.
And then you face Clemson on the road. You face SMU on the road. You face Georgia Tech on the road. You face Notre Dame on the road. Like, who did they anger to get this schedule? It is absolutely insanity, the teams that they have to play this year. And, oh, by the way, they have to play Miami on the road.
Mm.
So the four best teams preseason, JLC, coming,
yeah,
into the season, believed by most, in the ACC, in no particular order, Clemson, SMU, Miami, and Georgia Tech. They play all four
all
of them
on the road.
On the road, away,
yeah,
from the Carrier Dome. Oh, by the way, you look at the teams that they miss. They don't get Stanford. They don't,
right,
get Cal. They don't get...
Although Stanford beat us in our place, you know, last year, so, I mean, there is that.
That is true. That is true. So my question is, the win total is sitting at 5.5, JLC, and I'm thinking all six of those games that I mentioned, they're a dog and a pretty significant,
mm,
one. Not to say that they can't pull an upset.
Sure.
Last year, Syracuse, five games they pulled off an upset as an underdog. That's really darn impressive. But I look at some of their home games. I think UConn, they'll win, but I think that'll be a little
tricky.
I think UConn's actually a half-decent team,
yep,
this year. Duke, I think, is a very good team. I thought Manny Diaz overexceeded expectations a year ago, and they went out and they brought in the Tulane transfer at quarterback in Mensa. They play Pitt, who brings back a veteran quarterback at Eli Holstein. They bring UNC, play UNC, who the heck knows what UNC's going to be this year, but you got Bill Belichick. And then you wrap up the season against Boston College, and I think a very good coach in Bill O'Brien. They have no margin for error with this schedule. It is, as Phil Steele pointed out in his preview magazine, they go from having the 49th most difficult schedule in college football a year ago to the fifth most difficult schedule in college football. So, unfortunately for you, JLC,
mm-hmm,
and all of your...
It's a developmental
brethren,
year. You're telling me it's a developmental year.
Under, yeah, I have placed it on. But I do think they're headed in the right direction. I think it's one of those weird situations where, like, you know, Wisconsin, for example. I think Wisconsin might be better this year than last year, but their schedule might and their record might not show it. And I know that's hard for fans to sometimes take in. But, yes, I am going under 5.5 for your beloved Orange.
Tim, let's end in the NBA, looking at the early Rookie of the Year odds. And as you would expect, Cooper Flagg is the heavy favorite. Do you have any value plays there?
So I was on the East Coast last week, guys, doing a little vacation up in the Poconos in PA. And I was able to enjoy a couple free bets, which is always nice. Some of these sports books hand out from time to time. And just down the road from you, one of the more struggling franchises in all of sports, the lovely Washington Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
I actually love who they drafted at 6th overall, the Trey Johnson. He is a pure scorer. He's an elite shooter. And I just think about situations that you walk into as a rookie. What's the situation in Washington? It is a full-on rebuild. It is acquiring youth, as we've seen. They go out to get Cam Whitmore. Yesterday, they trade Kelly Olynyk to bring in two other young pieces
yes.
from San Antonio. This is just like a, hey, guys, let's see what we've got. And at 12-1 right now at DraftKings, I think Trey Johnson is worth a look because I think he's going to score a bunch. And the one thing we know about Trey Johnson, or the two things we know, this dude is fearless and he gets buckets. And I think when you're looking at an award like Rookie of the Year, obviously Cooper Flagg should be the favorite, but you got to ask yourself, on July 9th, are you really laying minus 185 on Cooper Flagg to win Rookie of the Year? What if he gets hurt, guys? You got to remember, too, you have to play a minimum of 65 games. Look, I don't want Cooper Flagg to be hurt. I hope he plays 82 games. I hope he averages 25 points a game. Like, he's a super talented dude. But you got to keep that in mind. And then I think about the other options that are out there. VJ Edgecombe could very well be good. His odds have shrunk down to 12-1 there in Philadelphia. But Philadelphia, realistically, in a wide-open East, guys, like, is he going to be called on to score 20-plus points a game when you've got, you know, playoff Paul George and Joel Embiid and, you know, McCain coming back and Maxey? Like, they got dudes on that roster. What about in San Antonio? Is Dylan Harper going to be the guy with Victor Wembanyama and De'Aaron Fox? So I think Trey Johnson legitimately has an opportunity, guys, to be the leading scorer for the Washington Wizards this year. So at 12-1, I think it's just worth a shot to have a little something in the back pocket. Because one thing I know about his time at Texas, his first game, he came out, I think he dropped 30 against Ohio State in Vegas. The dude can score, the dude can shoot, and I think he's got a real opportunity to put up some big numbers. And remember, it's not MVP, right? It's Rookie of the Year, so it's more of a statistical-based award. And I think at 12-1, Trey Johnson down in Washington is definitely worth a look.
He's Tim Murray. Tim, what do you got cooking at VSiN?
Yeah, we got a new episode of the VSiN College Football Betting Podcast out now. I talked to Phil Steele. We broke down the Big Ten, so check that out. And then check me out on Saturday and Sunday starting at 10 a.m. on Masson 2, the VSiN Weekend Morning Line.
Awesome. Tim, thanks so
buddy.
Much, man. We'll talk next week.
All right, boys. See you.
You got it. At the bottom of the hour, we got a six-pack. As you know, Ken Wyman is not here. He is on his honeymoon in St. Lucia. The six biggest...
I think
biggest...
it's a freebie.
Yeah,
rumor has it it's
allegedly.
A freebie. I don't think it's... I can take the allegedly
take
out
Take the alleged out?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a freebie. Six biggest mistakes Ken Wyman is going to make on his honeymoon.
Or has already made.
Or, yeah, maybe some of them have happened. But coming up next, it is TMI. And look, we're still waiting for the Orioles to pick up their first walk-off win of the season. They're the only team in the majors to not have a walk-off win in the season. But their numbers with runners in scoring position have skyrocketed since June 1st. We'll give them to you, and what's the correlation there? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Orioles were getting a lot of timely hitting last night until they didn't. They started 4-for-6 with runners in scoring position. Then Tyler O'Neill had a situation with first and second, one out, grounded into a double play. And then he had the 10th inning with Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, and Ryan O'Hearn being retired in order with the ghost runner Jackson Holliday on. Still 4-for-10. Very fine batting average right there, Jason. I know
batting
Ken,
average is what it's
Ken,
all about.
If Ken was here,
makes the rock and roll
about.
Go around.
But
in 1960,
even though that was rough ending, it has been really good in terms of runners in scoring position since June 1st. But before I give you those numbers, opening day through May 31st. Mm. Orioles were 30th in on-base percentage.
It was the tail end of the Brandon Hyde era.
Yes, 30th in on-base percentage with runners in scoring position, a whopping 276 on base, Jason. 29th in batting average for Gigi. 27th in OPS, 24th in slugging. They had the second highest strikeout percentage in baseball. Oof. With runners in scoring position. Now you go from June 1st on. First in OPS. First.
How about that?
922. First in slugging with a 566. That's 59 points higher than second place. So they're in their own category.
Off
Blue
the
Jays
charts.
In second. Fourth in batting average. Fifth in on base. Still striking out a lot, but not nearly as much. 11th highest strikeout percentage. So just the difference. You're talking a difference of 293 points from OPS from May 31st.
That's
tonight.
Two different teams, Bo. That's two different teams.
Completely different. And looking at some of the guys in particular, Gunnar Henderson, man, he has gone bananas.
He's delivering.
With runners in scoring position. He went from a 754 OPS, which is still respectable, to over 1,300. Jackson Holliday, 730 OPS to 985. Ramon Laureano, remember, he got off to the rough start, 406 OPS to a 911. Gunner, even batting average, 481 batting average. I mean, that is stupid. Gunner, a 481 batting average with runners in scoring
position.
Since
May the 30th.
Yeah, June 1st. Okay. Now, how much does this correlate with the Orioles hiring John Mabry? And they hired him on May 30th. He came in, he was introduced June 1st. Now, I don't think that that's all coincidental.
Me neither.
That the numbers have skyrocketed since he's been here.
Yeah, I mean, how much of it is just some change had to be made? How much of it was it finally got their attention and maybe that they started internally correcting some of their habits that they already knew were wrong because it started costing people their jobs? How much of it was actually new philosophies or sort of beliefs that he has about swing planes, et cetera, that manifested itself that way? I tend to think tactically, it probably was less, maybe more so than just a new person delivering a somewhat different voice and going about it at a point in the season where everybody could see, hey, we've lost the plot here. Like, Hyde's gone. You know what I mean? Things have changed. Like, and they needed somebody else involved in the daily implementation of tonight's hitting strategies.
Well, I think the wake-up call is a good point. Because you go to 2023, they led the majors in runners in scoring position. Then last year it plummeted, especially in the second half, yes, which kind of propped it up. I believe they're around middle of the pack. And then May 31st, they were damn near the bottom in all of it. So now they're getting back to that point where I think it's approach. I think it's guys turning it around in terms of a Gunnar Henderson. And when we were talking a few weeks ago, Jason, where the RBIs were so down for him, part of it was he wasn't getting the opportunity.
Getting plate appearances with people on base.
Yeah, he wasn't getting the opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, look, Gunnar's not – Gunnar defensively, I think I hope that there's another jump that's still to come, and I think there will be because we forget how young he is. But, I mean, Gunnar's not a guy that I have a whole lot of questions about or props. The longer the sample size expands, a player of that caliber, the more he's going to show you who he really is. I got a lot more questions about Adley. You know what I mean? I got a whole lot of questions about that second wave that may or may not materialize. The Hestons, the Mayos.
Well, the Adley runners in scoring position.
No, I got major. Really I got questions about Adley. Like, but not Gunner. Not Westy. But yeah, like the Kowsers, the Hestons, the Mayos. Like, how many of those guys are everyday players? How many of them are really good role players? How many of them are or should have already been trade bait?
Well, and Westy, too, bringing him up. Of course, he was hurt a lot of the first 2 months of the season. Him coming back looking like himself. I know he's had a little bit of setbacks here and there. But when he's played since June 1st, he's been back to that RBI machine, Jordan Westberg.
Yeah, he's a run producer, and he's a solid third baseman. He's a really good baseball player. He's a guy you want in your lineup every day. But I just wonder, especially if they don't do the right thing between now and the deadline, I just wonder how much else we really know about some of these other people. Like, even a Kobe Mayo right now, he's here. He's barely playing. So, like, I just wonder.
Facing a lefty tonight, though.
Yeah, well, he should get a shot, but then what about tomorrow?
Yeah.
I just wonder how much more we'll know. You know, like, even a Kowser, there's a lot of missed time there. And there's a lot of missed time for it's a weird thing, diving into first base the second day of the season. Like, I don't know. But if they get Cedric Mullins out of here, we get a chance to see Kowser in center field every day for 3 months. That's something that I'd be interested to see what that looks like.
Coming up in 20 minutes, you know by now, if you've been listening to the program, we do an Inside Access Hall of Fame class. It's twice a year. We do it during the dead time of the sports calendar, and there's no more dead time all year long than the All-Star break. So we're going to induct our next class next Tuesday. That way Beltway Ben Hall is still here. We're going to take an early look at some people that deserve consideration. That's at 3:45. But coming up next, no Ken Wyman this week. He's honeymooning. What are the six biggest mistakes that Ken Wyman has made or will make during his week in St. Lucia? We will tell you.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Are you next on the Fan? Ken Wyman, probably a few drinks deep, I would think, at this point, 3:32 in St. Lucia. On his honeymoon with Margie. So we're doing a six-pack today. The six biggest mistakes that Ken Wyman is going to make or maybe already has made on his honeymoon.
Number six.
We know Ken. He's huge in the sports. He likes gallivanting, talking to people.
He does like gallivanting.
He is going to meet a baseball aficionado at the pool bar. They're going to get into a conversation, and inevitably, his love for batting average
fist
is going
over
to come
average?
Up. Well, no.
Batting not, average versus on base percentage
that,
fight?
It's not even going to. The person that he talks to is just going to get up and leave mid conversation after he confesses his love for batting average.
That's a bad thing.
I think he's going to make
Margie,
a mistake.
That's probably
about
a good
that.
Thing because that means that inane conversation is over.
I guess, but. I think Ken's going to embarrass himself
I'm looking
way.
Through a lot of this through Margie's perspective.
Oh, through Margie.
He's not the most flexible guy in the world, right? He finds himself to be, what is it, impinged from
That's
time to time.
Higher on my list.
So if he were to lose his wedding ring in the ocean, he's probably not very well equipped at finding it himself. So could you imagine if the wedding ring doesn't make it back to the States with Gigi? That's my six.
Number five.
This one would really hit him where it hurts. Rumor has it, on his free honeymoon, where almost everything is already paid for, he forgot to bring the Weinman Industries corporate card with him. So he may actually be on the hook for a tip
or
two. For a tip or two.
We know Ken has made fun of Ben in terms of milk, in terms of chicken nuggets. I think Ken's going to be drunk. He's going to get a little munchy action there. He is going to eat a bad batch of chicken nuggets and get food poisoning. And then he's going to come back and he's going to say the tale to Ben and see like, hey, karma, yeah. Man.
Interesting.
Gotcha.
Interesting. I would think if it's all inclusive that he's going more highbrow than chicken nugs.
I said drunk munchie
That's
food
true.
He was
it
looking for. Buffet. Food.
I will see.
Number four.
He's going to impinge himself.
I haven't had a six-pack in a minute. It's my first six-pack back from vacation. My bad.
He hasn't really impinged himself in a while with the shoulders. So I think it's going to happen maybe during an excursion, maybe it's getting out of a pool, trying to lift himself out. He's going to really feel it in the shoulder. He's not going to be wearing his good feet shoes. Maybe he slips and kind of
twists. Oh, yeah, that would be a problem.
Somewhere.
Forgetting to bring those.
I think he's going
to. The arches,
to,
that would be a problem.
I think he's going to impinge himself there.
My four involves drunken stupidity, but not the chicken nuggets type. I could see him having a few too many pina coladas and thinking he's being sly, kind of off to the side in the room, getting caught up in somebody's Instagram.
Way on the higher gram. For me.
Commenting
Way
on the gram. A little
me.
Sauced. Commenting on the gram when he shouldn't be commenting on the gram.
Early lean has to go to Tim, the chicken nuggets.
Yes.
That's a home run.
You Light do have a hatred. You do have a unholy hatred for chicken
McDonald's
nugs.
Chicken nuggets.
McDonald's
chicken
We're doing a six-pack of the six biggest mistakes Ken Wyman will or maybe already has made on his honeymoon.
Number three.
Been a minute since Gigi was married, and old habits die hard. I could see him sitting at the bar, as you would say, gallivanting, holding court, and then accidentally, more than once, introducing Margie as his girlfriend and not his wife.
Oh, that baked into the cake.
That's a foregone conclusion.
My three. We know Ken is a little particular about things, and food is one of them. I think he's going to really piss off a chef. He's going to send back a plate one too many times, and I think the cooks in the back are going to mess with it a little
bit. You think that he might come down with a little something because there's something in his food that you don't want in your food?
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Number two.
My two is your four. He's going to get caught looking at some spicy Instagram pictures, maybe in the pool Margie's going to see, and... Well, he already commented on one of Lucy's tweets the other day. You caught him in the group chat.
He was asking
for
it.
So that's already happened. I think it's going to be something even worse.
We're all, I think, old enough to remember. It might have been the first trip that Gigi and Margie took together. I can't remember if it was a cruise or not. I think it was a cruise. And Bone, you'll never forget this because... you were entrusted with watching Brucey, were you not? And he proceeded to blow up your weekend, blow up your dad's weekend, and even blow up my weekend on the phone, asking me if I knew where you and your dad were because you had Brucey. And I'm like,
have you heard the story?
It's Memorial Day weekend. This is an all-timer.
Yeah, this dude. Oh my God.
He literally spent the time on the cruise. He should have been with his, eventual wife. Like, so worried about what Bone was doing to Brucey that he tracked Bone's dad down on Facebook.
No,
because,
seriously.
Because
no,
Bone had the dog down in Crisfield or whatever with him.
No. We were at my parents. My parents have a pool. So we were having a pool party. It might have been my friends or family. I can't remember. So I didn't have my phone on me. I didn't check my phone all
day.
He was partying all weekend. I was having a... So Ken's freaking out the whole time. Finds my dad on Facebook. Wants my dad to take a picture of Brucey. My dad takes a picture of Brucey, sends it on Facebook. But the best part was Ken asked my dad, is that a current picture?
He wanted a timestamp.
Is that an old picture?
He wanted a timestamp.
Dead ass, that happened. It was the
most
over
the top. And he's blowing me up. Like, could you go over to Hamden?
Jason.
Like, do you know where the party is? Do you know where his parents? I'm like, dude, you're out of your mind. You think I'm driving to his dad's house to check on your dog? Your dog's fine.
Blowing up one of my friends who used to work here in social, Anna, who Ken knows. Blew her up, said, hey, do you know what's going on with Tim? What's happening with Tim?
Totally like, dude, off his gourd.
Yes.
So with that in mind, now that you know the whole backstory, I could see him at this point eliminating the middleman and being caught at night on speakerphone talking to his dog endlessly and getting Brucey to talk back to him to make sure that Brucey was okay, which would be a mistake on a honeymoon.
Number one.
I sincerely hope this one doesn't happen. But I can't entirely rule it out.
Oh, jeez.
I could hear him whispering Joy Taylor's name in his sleep. I could see it happening. I could hear
it.
I could picture it. I'm just... It could happen. I hope it doesn't. I'm not rooting for it. I'm just saying it's hardly an impossibility.
That's horrible. No, my one is your two. He's just way too preoccupied with how Brucey is and checking in on whoever is watching Brucey. And even if Brucey's staying at some spa or kennel or whatever the heck, like, he's just way too preoccupied with his dog instead of his wife.
I didn't know if you were going to have Brucey as number one. After hearing the story, Jason almost took it back, but you getting to Brucey number one. Controlled the way.
It was unbelievable. Like, unbelievable.
Oh, and then we had her, and she was, like, telling us about it. Like, he was apoplectic.
Yeah.
Remember? Then he got mad.
He threw her out of the room.
And she got the cruise. Like, I don't think he even paid for this cruise.
No, he didn't pay for it.
Because she was already booked on it, and then something happened.
Yes.
So he went with her. So he didn't even pay for the cruise.
No.
And she got mad at him for, like, going crazy about the dog. And he admits that he threw her out of the room.
Yeah.
Said, I need an hour. Like, you got to give me an hour to work on this myself. Can you leave the room?
Yes. He's unconsolable.
That would have been a deal breaker for me. I'd have been like, you can leave the boat, son.
Well, that was,
you can go get a helicopter to pick you up. Go get the Wyman Industries helicopter. They can pick you up from here.
Well,
you got to leave.
That was pretty early.
It was early.
Like, that was definitely their first trip that they did
together. Yeah.
Definitely their first trip that they did together. Coming up at 4 o'clock, we are going to get back into Brandon Young, who was absolutely dealing through his first 5 innings last night. Can he duplicate that on Sunday? We'll let you know. But coming up next, Coby Mayo. What the heck is going on? Is he getting Stowers? Is he getting Kerstad? He has started one game in the month of July. What the heck is going on? It's all the young dudes next on the Fan.
I'm excited about the picks and the improvement. I think just like seeing him in the big leagues every day, things are slowing down. You know, I think the hits are going to come. I think the walks are going to come. We're going to see some home runs at some point. I can tell you that his heartbeat has slowed down. Just the day-to-day in the big leagues, he's in a much better spot right now. I think we're probably dosing this appropriately to him. And just really excited about where he's at and kind of the progress he's making really in all facets of the game.
That was interim manager Tony Mancelino, June 24th, talking about the growth, maturity with Coby Mayo at first base and how he looks so much more comfortable in the batter's box. Well, Jason, Coby Mayo has started one game in the month of July. He played in one other, and that was a pinch hit situation late in a game that got away from the Orioles in Texas on July 1st. He has started one game. You look at his entire year. He has played back-to-back games, back-to-back days, 3 times he has started. He has not started 3 consecutive games.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things have improved with him. His sample size, his ability to count on being in the lineup every day, him being able to expect that if he performs well, he'll be rewarded for it with more playing time. None of that has emerged for him, despite him being able to find ways to contribute in these little sort of snippets, in these little pockets that he's limited to. It makes no sense to me whatsoever. It's so counterintuitive, and again, it just continues to make it difficult for me to give this front office the benefit of the doubt on anything, because this should have been a layup. I mean, the fact that all these things emerge, like, okay, they're not going to call Big Sam up, and if they did, he'd be playing first base more than catcher, but they're not doing that, you know. I know Heston's a lefty and he's a righty, but Heston clears out.
Mountcastle's hurt.
Mountcastle's hurt like long term. And for part of that stretch, another DH type guy like O'Neill was hurt. Now another DH type guy in Sanchez is hurt. Rivera, who stole playing time from him in the past, clears waivers, goes back to Norfolk. And this kid still can't play 2 days in a row. Like, he can't get the opportunity to play 2 days in a row. What could be more important than figuring out how Coby Mayo fits up here right now?
Well, I think what's so tough is what you said. This is a guy towards the end of June that was starting to really feel good about himself and starting to have some moments, and the extra base hits were starting to come. He got that home run out of the way, albeit on a position player. Like, and at first base, I felt like he's
acquitted himself fine.
Yeah,
he looks better than Mountcastle did very early on in his career,
absolutely,
after he had spent his whole life on the left side of the diamond.
Absolutely. And what's also interesting, and small sample size, it's only 21 at-bats, he's done well with runners in scoring position. He's got 810 OPS. Like, he was having some nice moments.
He's figured out how to cut down on some things and simplify some things when it's time just to try to get a sac fly or just try to get a base hit the other way. And if you let him play more regularly, he'll tap into the power. But again, it just boggles my mind. We had Bordy on yesterday. He was saying the same thing. Like, so many things opened up to make it easy for them just to write his name in the lineup card 5 days a week. Like, you've got to actively try to be stifling his development to not every day put it in until he gives you a reason not to. So it gives you days worth, a series worth, a couple series worth of reasons to make it more sporadic. Like, you, and the idea like that playing him would hurt their negligible, almost non-existent playoff chances? Like, based on what? How can the same organization that doesn't want to trade any of these kids also not want to play them yet again?
And we've just seen it repeatedly, and it goes back to Kyle Stowers being probably the first guy.
And a lot of people would say it's Hider. Nothing was Hider. Mike Elias gets whenever he wants it. Doesn't matter if it's puppet manager of the past or puppet manager of the present. If this was a priority for Mike Elias, Kobe Mayo would be batting sixth every day until or unless he failed to the degree he did last year. And guess what? I don't think he will, unless you wreck him mentally, unless you're still so damn bad at the human side of this, at the common sense side of this, at the people side of this, at the developmental side of this, that you hold them back from themselves. But they don't empower these kids, and I just can't figure it out.
Yeah, and that, you would have thought, would have been one of those things when Mike Elias met with the media.
When he finally got around to sitting in the dugout in Milwaukee and pretended that there was soul searching and changing and all this stuff. Yeah.
But it's more of the same, at least when it comes to these young players. And it should be more empowering these guys. When they're performing well, continue to play them. It's not a rocket science type thing. And we joke like, oh, a lefty's on the mound tonight, so you'd think Kobe Mayo is going to be in the lineup, but there's a hell of a lot more righties in the majors than lefties, so he's going to have to play
against
righties.
And just the signal you're sending to him, like you sent to everybody else, there's no belief, there's no conviction. It's mixed messages. They talk about them one way in the media, and then they treat them another way in the baseball world of real life. Again, if I owned this team, it would drive me crazy, but I don't know. I don't know if everybody's just asleep at the wheel. You know, how invested is the billionaire emotionally, from a baseball spirituality standpoint? Like, now that it's not so much fun anymore, has he checked out? I don't know. I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I don't see him throwing hats at people anymore.
We got a really fun 4 o'clock hour. You're not going to want to miss at 4:30. Mark Levin, former director of salary cap and agent administration with NFLPA, spent 37 years there, and every contract that got approved went through him. Now he's the owner and co-founder of Pro Football Consulting. He's coming on with us at 4:30. We're going to get his thoughts on the collusion situation with the owners, get into Lamar Jackson's first contract extension. How did that go with Lamar talking to him? What could his next contract extension look like? That's at 4:30. He's also sticking on for a second segment. But coming up next, we're going to get back into Brandon Young, who was really, really good through his first five innings. And then we'll also get to the really, really bad that was Brian Baker in the eighth. That's next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.